Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, Clemson, good morning, everybody. Welcome here, Jeff DeForest and Mike Lubitz. Very happy to have you guys with us. Time flying by, another week coming towards the weekend, and more fantastic activity on tap today. In fact, I was looking over my sheet, which gives you the morning odds, never mind the morning briefing. Is this not the only important thing here? Look at this odds board today, Libby. Is that incredible? Can you see that? 4,000 games.
That's great.
What more could you ask for, people? Now, I have been struggling. Do I look a little tired, Libby? Does it seem like I'm lacking sleep?
Today,
can you see it? The bags in the eyes today, or anything like that?
Today you look tired. Yeah. Today you look tired.
I do look tired. Okay, because I feel pretty good, except for the fact that I have been just losing sleep every night trying to comprise. And this is an offshoot of Luby's Combine Chronicles that he really didn't dive that deeply into here on the show on the morning briefing, because there wasn't much to say except that, wow, that guy is fucking fast.
The receiving core is good, and the offensive lineman should be good near the end of the first round. And the quarterbacks are interesting.
There you go. I mean,
but it's now become a debate.
Attribute that to Chris Mortensen, that inside information exactly, that you just received from one Mike Lubitz. You mark that down.
Good
year for wide receivers, offensive line. That's going to be big. They pay Mike Tannenbaum a lot of money on ESPN to say things like that. It's fantastic. And Luby, of course, with a tremendous track record on the drafts, because we still all remember him yelling and screaming at a Heat pep rally. On draft night, a draft party. Take justice! Take justice! So they take Justice Winslow and his advice, and there sitting a couple of picks later is the great Devin Booker, who we were screaming at Pat Riley, please, Pat, look at this kid. He's from Kentucky, for Christ's sake. How could you miss out on this? And they get Justice Winslow, turned out to be a gigantic stiff. I mean, they kept trying to make him into an NBA player. They moved him to point guard. This was a guy that was a klutz.
Yeah, he wasn't a good
ball.
You
would rather had the aforementioned Zsa Pachulia at point guard than Justice Winslow. And because he had like 2 assists to 8 turnovers one night, they said, oh, look at that. He's making progress. Because you were trying to justify the mistake. Mm-hmm. And that's always a problem. And with my mock draft that I'm trying to assemble here, okay, right now, Luby, I am stuck on number one.
Oh, that's funny.
Which we all know is going to be Caleb Williams. So although it was kind of interesting, his approach to the combine, and that's why it wasn't that well chronicled by Mike Luby in the Combine Chronicles that everybody was anticipating its release, where the guy doesn't throw the football. He doesn't actually step out on a field. He won't talk to anybody, and he's not going to subject himself himself to any medical examination. What the fuck are you doing there?
Why was he there?
But it seems like, and you know, all of the speculation is that the Bears are going to trade Fields. It makes sense from a lot of different standpoints and aspects that you would go with a younger quarterback who you thought was sort of in the same category as Fields is. Fields may be a little bit more accomplished at this stage than Caleb Williams would be, fresh off coming out of the college and in his rookie campaign. So, you know, he may have some growing pains that first year. The Bears aren't necessarily going anywhere. But they then would be in a really enviable position for the next few years, and they have all of these other draft picks that they robbed Carolina of.
Yeah.
And they're dealing where they moved up to get Bryce Young, who looks like he might be a stiff.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think? Bryce Young, is he going to make it, or was that just a byproduct of Carolina being a shit team?
He's not going to make it there. I mean, maybe he finds his way like a Baker Mayfield to be an NFL quarterback, but he's not. It's not going to work there. It's that. I mean, once you see them start that poorly, that franchise is a fucking disaster. Because that's the thing, is they don't even have picks to build around him.
he looked like a zombie out there, didn't he?
He didn't look good.
I mean, he's standing back there, this frail thing, and you're thinking, what is this? Like a scene out of Rudy? Where they just let some kid get on the field there and play? Now, nothing against him. He may be a very talented young man. Maybe he'll turn out that he'd be a great quarterback. But right now, it looks like C.J. Stroud was a much wiser selection at number two. So sometimes it can fall into your lap.
Yes.
Because who knows? I mean, had the Houston Texans had the number one pick, maybe they draft Bryce Young.
Oh, yeah.
And C.J. Stroud is pitching the rock for Carolina, and all of a sudden they make some meteoric rise with this rookie lighting up as the offensive player of the year. You don't know. It's an inexact science, as everybody always says. The Justice Winslow over Devin Booker, anybody with a pair of eyeballs could have seen that Devin Booker was a far superior player with much more upside to be a big-time talent in the NBA than this stiff Justice Winslow was going to be. But I'm stuck on number one. Who's going to go number two? Do we know? Because now the story is, and this is being leaked out of Beantown, that Bill Belichick had his eyeballs, if he was still coaching the Patriots, that he loves a guy that you hate. Well, you don't hate him, but you're not a big fan of his skills, Jaden Daniels.
I don't know.
The New England Patriots, in all likelihood, I don't know. I mean, with the number two pick, is Drake May going? Yeah, he probably is.
Yes.
So it's going to fall into this kind of order. So I guess I am three picks deep into my mock
draft. Yeah. The Patriots will take Daniels. I don't think he's a top three quarterback pick. I think he had a nice year, but he's very much like Young. He's a little taller, but he's very slight and likes to run. Okay, good luck.
But he can throw the deep ball. I did a little, I did some research, a little analysis on this. Actually, I stole this off of a website. In passes over 20 yards, all right, Luby? Jaden Daniels, and this is what Belichick supposedly fell in love with. In passes over 20 yards, in attempts over 20 yards, 35 out of 55 completions, passes down the field, 1,347 yards on those 55 pass attempts, 22 touchdowns. How about this one? A big fat round number, zero picks on long passes. This is Jaden Daniels, and it equated out his pass attempts on those 55 attempts down the field to a 146.8, near perfect NFL passer rating.
He also had two receivers that are going to go in the first round of the NFL draft. The SEC was as bad as it's ever been, especially defensively. If you watch their games, his receivers were...
We see LSU quarterbacks lined it up also.
His receivers were running free, and that's the thing a lot of it is for Daniels, is the offense was the kind of offense... That I'm not saying he's not a good quarterback, but it was highlighted extensively well. And the stuff he did well in college is the stuff that's tough to do well in the pro. Like, again, that deep ball shit is old school. Like, it's not old school, but like deep balls happen, but it's not like teams base their offenses on it's like the Raiders going and getting Darius Hayward Bay because he's a speedster. Like, that's not the actual basis of it. Even that's the whole thing with Tyreek Hill. Like, that's why when people were like, oh, the Dolphins, it won't work because Tua can't throw the deep ball. You throw like two deep balls a game. It's not like you're basing your offense on deep fucking balls. Like, most of it is guys making plays with the ball in their hands, quarterbacks fitting the ball in tight windows, quarterbacks throwing guys open. Jaden Daniels doesn't do any of that. And that's the thing for me is...
So you're saying Belichick is out of his mind, and that's why he's out of football.
He's not a top five quarterback.
There's your combine chronicles right there in a nutshell.
He's a guy you take in the end of the first round, second round. Look, he's in the same mix to me as a Bo Nix. If he was healthy and didn't get hurt, or Jordan Travis now with the injury falls back, but like Michael Penix Jr., like he's in that second tier of quarterbacks that they may work out. Like, he may be good, but that's not a top five pick. A top five pick better be a fucking franchise quarterback for the next 10 to 15 years. And Jaden Daniels is not that. Like, he's not that.
I mean, look in recent times, how many guys...
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That were picked in the top five are just wandering around to journeyman at this point. Not even necessarily that. Holy Zach Wilson. What are we talking about here? We're, I mean, they're giving Russell Wilson permission to talk to teams and nobody wants to pick up the phone.
Nah.
I don't even know. Even though he's being paid by another team. I always love that. A wild night of trades and the deadline's not even here. You have to love the National Hockey League, my friend.
Yes.
You have to love that. And we are going to channel our inner Don Cherry and try to possibly dissect what happened. Although hockey is the one sport where if you're talking about it in any kind of setting, except maybe on the NHL Network, right, where the real hockey fans are gravitating towards, you could pretty much say anything, and I don't know that anybody could really openly dispute. What do you think?
I was going to say.
All right, so we get, I say we, because we're here in South Florida. The Florida Panthers, number one team right now in the NHL, and it's one of those things you're thinking, can this possibly be real? Trying to make it real compared to what? I mean, what are we talking about here? The number one team, this is a team that routinely, over 20 years, over two decades of futility and frustration under Dale Tallon and various others, in terms of leadership and ownership and who their star players were, for 20 years, it was just laced with futility. It was unbelievable. And now, all of a sudden, can it be real that they're the number one team in hockey? And they got this guy, Bill Zito. He's, I mean, the epitome of what you would want as a sports executive right now. He's making all the right moves and does it very quietly and unassumingly. He's not out there beating his chest. It's not Jerry Jones. Well, you know what? I put this team together. Go fuck yourself, Jerry. That's why you never win. Get a real executive in there. Find somebody other than your son. I mean, please, enough of this nepotism. But this guy, I mean, he's been razor sharp, including taking a Stanley Cup final team from a year ago, retooling it, maybe out of necessity. Certain guys were free agents, whatever. They're going to lose a couple of players, but seems to come up with these guys out of nowhere. Where is he finding these guys? I mean, he's literally like picking up bodies out of one of those European hockey team plane crashes and putting them on the ice, and all of a sudden, they're great. They resurrect themselves like Lazarus from the grave. It's fantastic. So the Panthers get Vladimir Tarasenko.
Yeah, it's actually a name I've heard of. So is he really good? Because I saw that yesterday.
He's okay.
And I'm like,
yeah,
I think
the Rangers
player.
Acquired him last year, late in the season, to try and make a playoff push, and they did. And he was effective for them, and he got traded to Ottawa, or he ended up signing with Ottawa before the season. Ottawa was thinking they were going somewhere, but in the meantime, that's been a bloodbath. They fired their general manager and their coach, but he was putting up representative numbers for the Ottawa Senators. I think he had 17 goals and like 50-something games and a bunch of assists. So, he'll be a useful piece. So you would have to think. I thought when I saw this that wasn't that the guy they traded Brittany Griner for? Well, that was Victor Booth. And now when you look back on that deal, I mean, that was probably the worst basketball trade this side of Joe Barry Carroll for the Chief and the rights to Kevin McHale many years back, which set the Boston Celtics up to dynastic proportions for a nice period of time. And in the meantime, just sunk the Warriors into an abyss from which they didn't recover until they found this skinny kid, Steph Curry, and then put a team around him. So it was a long time that they suffered as a result of that deal. But should the Griner trade for Victor Boot not have at least included some draft picks?
Yes, there should have been picks to be named later.
Oh, my God. Yep. Like the next 15 brutal anarchistic terrorist
we
types.
We get to keep
We get to keep them in jail. No? Something along those lines. My God. That was one of the worst deals ever. Brittany Griner for Victor Boot, the Merchant of Death. I mean, please, let's face it. I don't care how many assists Griner has or block shots in a game. She's never going to be the
on feared, that level of value.
Feared source that Victor Boot might be now that he's on the loose. You have to love it, though. The NHL, and still and alludes to one of our favorite happenings that ever took place in the NHL, did involve the Florida Panthers. I mean, this is how cold this league is in terms of trading people at the deadline or whatever, or turning their back on people. Gerard Gallant, who he must be a real hockey hard-on, Louis, don't you think? Because he's been in a few places, had success, and then they fire him.
Yes.
Without really looking and seeing any considerable drop-off in the way that the team was performing. Maybe they weren't having the best of seasons when they finally let him go. I mean, but it's happened with the Las Vegas Golden Knights, who he took to a Stanley Cup final, this guy. It happened with the Rangers, who fired him, even though they were experiencing some success and a little bit of a resurgence. And with the Florida Panthers, it was the ugliest of all incidents, maybe in the history of teams departing and parting ways with a coach or a player that we've ever seen, where they literally threw this guy into a snowdrift off the bus as it was traveling through Saskatchewan, coming off of a loss on the road in some outpost in northern Canada. And they just left him there, and then they take a shit and threw it off the bus, and they gave him cab fare. Like, go find an Uber. What? I mean, you're waiting. The only way that you're getting a ride back is if somehow somebody got lost on the map to the on the Iditarod, right? They don't care in the NHL, man. They don't give a shit.
No.
Whatever it is, they're going to do it, and they think they helped their teams. And so you had a bunch of other trades. Did you want me to analyze all of those, Lubin, or are we out of time?
You can do that tomorrow if you want. Leave them.
You
want to
talk about Adam Henrique and Sam Carrick?
Okay.
These guys going to the Oilers from Anaheim. A couple of centers they picked up to help out Connor McDavid there. And then you had Philadelphia was involved in a trade. Colorado got a couple of defensemen. And the considerations are bizarre. I mean, one of these guys also included 100 pounds of wild boar in the deal. I mean, they're not afraid to throw commodities in there. Never mind, you know, draft picks and players. They even throw in like livestock.
Get stock
in these trades
sugar.
In the NHL. It's fantastic. All right, so a lot of activity. I'm going to give you a game here, Luby, and this is strictly out of sentiment. And I didn't realize this, that my two favorite basketball teams to bet on in college basketball both are located in Nashville, Tennessee. Big Daddy Lipscomb, we talked about them yesterday. They lost in the A-Sun tournament, so my money, my future bet on Big Daddy Lipscomb to win the NCAA tournament. Kaputsky, my friends. That went up in smoke. And now Belmont tonight in the Missouri Valley Conference championship round. I don't know if it's the championship game. They take on Valparaiso. Laying 11.5. Now, the only reason that we love Belmont is because it's named after a racetrack. And we bet all schools, Monmouth, Belmont, and any others that we can find that we could even make a racetrack tie.
Yes.
But this is just very specific. I mean, we have a school named after a fabled racetrack that's going through renovations now, going to be spectacular. Mm-hmm. Laying 11.5 against Valparaiso. Do we bet that team and lay the 11.5 points with any level of confidence?
You can do bet it. I don't know if I'd have confidence. I couldn't name any player on either team. I don't know what confidence I would have.
Why else wouldn't I? I mean, why would I fear betting this game and laying 11.5 points when I know nothing about either school? It's great. Why do you think FanDuel is controlling everything right now? Right? There'll be some conspiracy theories that FanDuel maybe even rigged the election, depending on who wins between Biden and the Trumpster. All right, we have to run. We'll have a Degenerate Friday edition. We'll get you some legitimate basketball picks tomorrow here on the morning briefing. Fantastic night all the way around in the world of sport. We're seeing teams that are really muscling and hustling, trying to get to the playoffs. What happened to the Milwaukee Bucks last night, by the way, Libby? Did you see that result?
No,
they lose
what?
By 35.
Really?
To Golden State, who had been blown out by 50 the previous evening.
Yes.
Incredible. How the hell? I mean, just when you're starting to believe, that's the problem with Doc Rivers.
Yeah.
It's not that he's a lousy coach. This is, I mean, the prince of false hope, Doc Rivers. Or just when you're starting to believe, okay, Doc's got him playing some defense. And I saw a big Perkins on ESPN, and he's, pumped up, and he's saying, well, you see what's happening here. And he had some stat about Antetokounmpo, about how his defense on the pick and roll has gone from being like number 80 in the league to number 8 in the short time that Doc Rivers has been there. What the fuck did that mean last night, Perk? They lost by 35 to Golden State, the Milwaukee Bucks. How is that possible when they were just starting to show signs of life? So once again, peddling false hope, one Doc Rivers, who now has come there and I guess what? They've been slightly over 500 because they won a couple of games in succession after they had dropped a 3-7 in the Doc Rivers era. All right, we have to run. Great being with you. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, Degenerate Friday edition of the program. For Mike Luby Lubitz, I'm Jeff DeForest. Thanks for tuning in here.
Hey, folks, Tony Segretto here. Let me ask you a question. What do you look for when you go out to eat? Good food, obviously. Friendly atmosphere, not too loud, but good energy, reasonable prices, and a place where you feel comfortable. All those ingredients, no pun meant there, are hard to find unless you're talking about the Texas Roadhouse. You see, they encompass all of those attributes. Really, really good food, amazing atmosphere, good for a family, good for a date, or just a night out for yourself, and prices that will make you extremely happy. Their ribs unmatched. Steaks hand-cut every day. Everything, and I mean everything, is made on site, including their incredible bread. It's the one day, folks, that you can forget about low-carb diets. Trust me when I tell you, Texas Roadhouse, your restaurant, your destination, when you say, where should we go and eat tonight?
From the newly renovated sports bar to the beautiful Bayside views captured at the Tiki Bar, Jimmy Johnson's Big Chill has it all. Located at mile marker 104, the Big Chill also offers waterfront dining while experiencing breathtaking sunset views of the Florida Keys. It's simply the hottest spot in the Keys to cool off. That's Jimmy Johnson's Big Chill at mile marker 104 in Key Largo. For more information, call today at 305-453-9066.
These days, we're all looking for comfort anywhere we can find it. Thank goodness for Landlubbers Raw Bar and Grill in Plantation, because they are making sure you are as comfortable as possible. First of all, they're not only open for delivery and pickup. All you have to do is go to landlubbersbarandgrill.com for both pickup and free delivery. You're going to have the best wings in the world. You're going to have a great burger. You're going to have their amazing soups. Again, Landlubbers Raw Bar and Grill. It's nice and easy. Just go to landlubbersbarandgrill.com for both your pickup and free delivery. Thank goodness for Landlubbers for making you always feel right at home.
Liberty's leave policy was tremendous. Having the ability to take 16 weeks off, fully paid to bond with my child, was an incredible experience.
At Liberty Mutual, you can find a career that supports you at every step, even baby steps. We offer up to 16 weeks parental leave for new moms and dads. And because not everyone's pathway to parenthood looks the same, we offer robust fertility, surrogacy, and adoption benefits too. Learn more at libertymutualcareers.com and pursue your tomorrow today.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.